Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in the heart of California's gold country, Highway 49 route. We'll start our tour in the historic gold mining town of Jackson for a visit with Annette Reiser, general manager at the National Hotel, dating from 1852. And then we'll visit with Maureen Funk, executive director of the Amador Council of Tourism. Come along and join me.
I love California history. I love the Gold Rush era, and there is such a living, palpable legacy of that era. Let's start out the National Hotel. That's where we are at.
Yes.
And your name is?
I'm Annette Reiser. I'm the general manager of the National Hotel here in Jackson, the crown jewel of the Mother Lode, as we like to be called.
And this hotel here literally dates from the heyday of the Gold Rush era.
Yes, the hotel was originally built in 1852, but then was destroyed in 1862 in a fire that affected the area greatly. The hotel was rebuilt in 1862 and then called the National Hotel.
And again, we have the Gold Rush era, and then we layer on the Civil War, which people don't think of there being a real energy relative to the Civil War in California, but there very much was.
Definitely.
And there's a reason why this hotel was named the National.
Yes. Originally, the hotel property was called the Louisiana House, and during the time of unrest, people felt that it might be uncomfortable to give favoritism to one faction over the other. So in an effort of what I would like to think unity, they decided to refer to it as the National Hotel. And then later on, once things had settled down, I believe they did reuse the name of the Louisiana House as the restaurant, which is in the hotel as well.
Not too PC in the middle of the Civil War.
not necessarily, yeah. So.
Okay, so the other thing before we even move on from this town right here, as you sit on the front veranda of the National, and you look down the main street, and then you come in the public spaces and you see these historic photos, you're going, oh my God, this is like a Twilight Zone town.
It is interesting because you can go through all of the photos and really see how the area has evolved, what it started with when the streets were dirt and horse and carriage, and it's really wonderful. Our owner, Stan Lukowicz, has done such a beautiful job of trying to make sure to maintain the historical integrity of the building by using original antiques to the building, by making sure that everything's just done so appropriately. Of course, they've also done a beautiful job of bringing the hotel into a more modern era with really lovely luxury amenities and things that you would expect in larger areas, I think.
And I love the antique furnishings. That's really cool.
Yes, a lot of them, about 70%, is estimated to be original to the hotel property.
Wow, how rare.
It's quite special. We have some very talented people in our area who have painstakingly refurbished and restored a lot of the antiques. So it's really nice to have kept all of that work done locally and to be able to show you what was actually here. This is all tangible history.
Let's do tangible history. Walking down Main Street, the number of original vintage brick structures is pretty rare.
There are so many buildings that are very original, and most of them have been kept in their original state, of course being modified slightly over time, but really it is like walking through 1862, perhaps with a few more cars.
And you are one block off of Highway 49, which, if anybody knows anything about California, the Sierras, that's the metaphor for Gold Rush country, for exploring. Let's talk about the bigger picture, Amador County. And I need to chatter on for a moment. One of the things that blew me away, even though I've been through this area before, is starting out in Stockton and how quick, how accessible, all of a sudden, the geology, geography, everything changes and boom, instantly, you have hills and mountains and evergreens and you're in the Sierras,
right.
And within a commutable distance to the San Joaquin Valley. Incredible.
Very true, Tom. I'm Maureen Funk. I work with Amador Council of Tourism. I do have the privilege of representing Amador County as part of Gold Country, California, and your reference to Highway 49 is really pertinent. When we go out and promote the region, we mention that 49 is the road that chains all the mines together. It's called the Mother Lode because of how deep and rich the vein of gold is still to this day. There's still a lot of gold left in the ground.
And there are some actual gold miners still working
yes.
that claim.
Oh, you are so right. And I agree. I think it's a spectacular drive from Stockton to here. And I think what's interesting, too, about all the gold country's counties is we start at lower elevations and then rise to several thousand feet. And Amador, in particular, goes up to over 9,000 foot in elevation. So you have this year-round opportunity to do different things.
Yesterday, driving up, still in the valley, it was so clear. And you could see the lower foothills and then the medium. And like this cool painted backdrop were these snow-packed peaks that, like you said, they've got to be 8,000, 9,000 feet. And how far away is that?
Once you've got yourself here in Jackson, nothing is more than an hour away. So you can hop up Highway 88, which is a state scenic highway, and it's the highway that runs east-west. 49 goes north-south through our county, and 88 goes east-west. And you can drive up that highway and in really only 45 minutes be at Kirkwood.
That's your closest ski resort then.
Exactly, which is supposed to have the deepest snow in the Sierras. That's what they say, and I think it's largely true. This year's a tough year, but I know for those of us who live here, that's our playground in the summertime is I always say, why go to Tahoe when we have Highway 88? There's no crowds, and we have all of the beauty.
And you have some lakes and reservoirs.
Oh, beautiful lakes. And you can hike to lakes. And so there's great swimming, there's great fishing, canoeing, kayaking, and you don't have to bring it. You can rent that equipment.
Give us some specific destinations that you would recommend.
So this time of year, people tend to go down in the lower elevations, which is Lake Amador, Lake Comanche. Soon our wildflower season will be beginning, and there's some fabulous hikes to do that with. As the thaw happens, if you're not into snowshoeing, you can wait for the thaw and then head up Highway 88 and do some hikes. I like to hike to lakes so that I can swim. We have these granite bowl lakes that are just in August, so refreshing. You want to wait till August. But so I like to go up to, there's Blue Lake and Capel's Lake, not necessarily inside of Amador County, but those are great lakes to fish. Great lakes for hiking and jumping off. We also have the Pacific Coast Crest Trail crossing through this area. If you just want to get on that, that's a great historic trail. Not a bad hike. Can't get lost because it's a wide horse path, essentially.
That goes from Canada to Mexico,
yes.
doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So it's really wonderful. Even if you're just picking off a section at a time, you can pick off a section from here quite readily.
Are there any state parks or national historic sites within Amador County?
We have one state park. It's Chausse Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park. It is one of its kind. It's got a beautiful museum that represents the Native American lifestyle in California, Miwok.
Okay, yeah.
And there were a lot of different tribes, and each of them spelled their name differently. So we have actually just within Amador County, I think we've got three or four different Miwok tribes. What's unique about that park is not only the roundhouse, where they do have a powwow once a year, they also have bedrock of mortar holes, over 1,100 mortar holes, from where they've been grinding acorns for centuries. It is so powerful, very amazing. We have El Dorado National Forest, and then we have the McKellamy Wilderness.
Tell us about some of your other favorite, not-to-be-missed things. If I had never come here before, what would be your hit list? Oh, my gosh, you must do 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so because you like the Gold Rush history, I really recommend that you go see the Tailing Wheels Park, which is right here outside of Jackson. It's a self-guided tour. One of our issues here in Amador County is we have such a low population, a lot of things run by volunteers. But that's a good self-guided thing you can do 7 days a week. The tailing wheels were what moved the tailings away from the mine, the waste from the mine, and not into the river. The farmers had a problem with that back in the day. So that's a very good way to see the story of gold mining and how it played out here. I also strongly recommend Chausse, which we spoke of, and then Preston Castle down in Ione.
Tell us about the genesis of that and the evolution. What an incredible...
That place is so cool. It was a correctional facility for boys 18 to 24, and actually they took young men out of Alcatraz and Folsom and brought them here to teach them an education and give them some structure. It was very unusual thinking in the day. There was one on the East Coast like it, and this was the first one of its kind on the West Coast.
Give us a word picture. I mean, just architecturally, I want to go there just to look at it.
Absolutely. It's got Romanesque revivalist architecture, and it's a national landmark. It is ostentatious. You cannot believe this thing exists here in Amador County, and the grounds are amazing as well. So just for that, and three stories have been restored. There's been a lot of damage, but there's a really hard-working group that puts on fabulous events there.
What are the auspices? Who owns and maintains it?
Good news is we just got it out of the hands of the state and into the hands of our Preston Castle Foundation literally 2 months ago, three
wow.
months ago. Up to that point, Preston Castle Foundation had a lease with the state, and now they are the righteous owners of it, and they can really be in charge of their destiny.
Let's move forward in time, even though you guys know I'm a history buff. There are those who are very much in the here and now, and one of the cool things to do in California is the wine world. And I understand that this is a pretty incredible destination just for wine seekers.
Very true. One of our bragging rights is we have the oldest planting of Zinfandel in the United States.
Wow.
You know, our Italian immigrants were brought their home with them, and so they planted it out. More recently, we have become very popular and well-known for our award-winning wines with boutique wineries. So the experience is you get to go in and meet the winemaker and learn about the wines, and we have very food-friendly wines. So if you take that conversation in that direction and learn about the microclimates and so forth, it's an experience that you can maybe get in the Central Coast region. I can't think of much else like it.
When were some of the first plantings, the oldest zins?
1869.
Wow. And then how many wineries are there today within the county, roughly?
Wow, we're getting close to 50. We
wow.
have wine tasting rooms and wineries. Mm-hmm. There's a member association, the Amador Vintners Association. They're closer to 35 or 40. Mm-hmm. And then there are outliers that for different reasons are mm-hmm. not part of that membership. But yeah, we're close to 50.
I was reading somewhere in some literature recently, you have some wine-specific events that happen each year, and I think one coming up in May.
Yes, in May is a brand new event, and we locals are excited about it because it's going to benefit our Amador County Fairgrounds, which is a sweetheart for us in the community. We love, love, love our county fair. Mm-hmm. The event is called Amador 4 Fires, F-O-U-R, Fires.
What's the genesis of that?
So this group that doesn't actually live here fell in love with Amador wines and wanted to do something with the wines and an event, and landed on the county fairgrounds as the beneficiary of that. And what they came up with is this concept of wines paired with food cooked over flame. So they broke it into four regions. You got to help me here, Annette. Iberian, Native, Italian, French. French Rhone. Those are the four.
Mm-hmm.
And those are being judged to be in the event. It's a one-day event, the first Saturday in May, and it's all day. It's out at the county fairgrounds.
This is every year.
Apparently it will be going forward. We're pretty excited about it.
Okay, let's dovetail back to Jackson and the National. I'm staying here, and this is my base camp. What can I do, just even within walking distance?
Within walking distance, there are so many things you can do if you enjoy antiquing and seeing some things from that avenue. There are many shops right here on Main Street, so that's a wonderful option.
It looks like that's a destination in itself. Antiquers would come here because of that. There's so many, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
absolutely. People do come from quite some distance to come see the antiques and to get their hand on a treasure. You can certainly find similar pieces that have been transported out of this area, but it's really nice to see where they came from, where they started, and see the history behind them. And you'll find the shopkeepers are very knowledgeable about what they have and what they can share with you. The history of those specific pieces is outstanding.
I love antiques, and I actually stopped in some of the shops.
Wow.
And one of the things that I was impressed with was, one, you can tell the provenance. A lot of these
yes.
antiques are from here. They're not trucked in semis from somewhere else. And number two, the prices were so reasonable. They were not L.A. prices.
It is shocking to see the difference in prices that you would pay in Amador County versus the antique shops in different areas, for sure. It is quite an interesting thing to see. Also on the street, we have, at the other end of the street, there's a Heinen Company, which is a amazing bookstore. Beautiful antique vintage books. The displays are just outstanding. And they're in the process of becoming Baker
West.
Street West. Yes. Sherlock Holmes aficionados, so to speak. And what they're doing is incredible. Just going in and seeing the spaces that they're converting in progress is really outstanding. So we're excited to see what will come of that. Beautiful option.
Let's talk about cuisine and local dining options. I know you have a restaurant here. Briefly tell us about that. And then within walking distance, some of the diversity of options.
Certainly. In the hotel here, we have Stanley Steakhouse, which is named for our owner, Stan Lukowicz. We're a proper steakhouse. Beautiful options of steak, the highest quality that we can possibly get in our area, served with every accompaniment you could possibly imagine. And of course, our wine list is very representative of our area, so it's a great spot to come in and get to see a good sampling of what we offer.
And how about diners and cafes down the street?
Right here on Main Street, we have Rosebud's Cafe, which is a wonderful farm-to-fork restaurant. The owners actually have a farm located just outside of town where they provide farm-fresh eggs, and they grow all of their own vegetables on a daily basis. You might have purple Peruvian potatoes for breakfast, and the next day, baby reds. It's completely different every day. We do have a lovely deli on the street as well, Motherlode Deli, just a few doors down from us. Makes beautiful wraps and sandwiches and soups.
A lot of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And how about going the broader breadth of the county? Any highlights, any not to be missed?
There's a few, and I'll try to keep the list short. I have to mention Taste Restaurant, which is just outside of the wine region, Shenandoah Valley in Plymouth. It's our number one Zagat-rated restaurant in the Sacramento region.
Wow, that's how far, where is it again?
It's only 15 minutes away from here. You want to make reservations. I definitely would suggest going to Stanley Steakhouse one night and then Taste another night, mm-hmm. Because you've got two completely different and wonderful culinary experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the street is a fantastic market, Amador Vintage Market. And they have a deli there. It's great for buying your lunch and takeout lunch and go out to the Shenandoah Valley and have a great picnic lunch. In downtown Sutter Creek, there are some options there. Inside of one of our B&Bs is a fantastic new restaurant called Element. They are also doing the farm-to-fork thing. You can actually see their chickens out back behind the rooms. It's too cute. And they are doing some very creative food. At this point, they're serving breakfast with the goal to open for dinner. I am amazed at how fast the word has spread for that place as well.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, which means I have to come back, and hopefully some people listening will come and experience Amador County and Jackson. For further information about your hotel,
you can visit us online at nationalhoteljackson.com, or you can always call our 24-hour concierge at 209-223-0500.
Annette Reiser, General Manager at the National Hotel in Jackson, thank you for sharing. This has been great.
Thank you so much.
Maureen Funk, it's your turn. Tell us about how we find out more about Amador County.
Well, we have a website, visitamador.com. You can go there and request a brochure. We'll be happy to mail it to you, and or you can download it to your device and read it on your device. For those of us who like to be a little less paper intensive, you can also call us at 209-267-9249. We are not 24-hour, but we try to return calls just as quickly as we can. And thanks so much, Tom, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my joy. Now I'm off to Yosemite.
Yay.
Yeah, I love it. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Jackson, California, in the heart of Amador County in the Sierras on the Gold Rush Route, Highway 49. We'll see you there.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.